Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We commence this afternoon off with the, they call him Super Dave for a reason. Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
Just doing a radio show. Just getting along, you know, just doing that stuff. Just doing that stuff.
What do you got today?
I was going to ask you if you had any particular way you wanted to go. I'm going to go in a particular way as far as for Super Dave's. Let me set the stage with this. So for Super Dave's rig that I have coming sooner or later, I don't know when it'll get here. I didn't want to undress my Glock 45 that was done by Terran Tactical Innovations. So I went out. I found another Glock 45. And it is bone stock, original sights, original trigger. Nothing's been whittled down on it or anything. Is that the way you run your gun?
Yes, but two exceptions.
Okay.
I use night fission sights. Now, the cool thing, and here's the primary reason. The cool thing about them is, for their Glock line of sights, they make the sights OEM spec. Now, what that means to the end user is you can buy a set of night fission sights for whatever make, model, caliber Glock you have.
Right.
And exchange the sights and expect the pistol to hit point of aim, point of impact to the factory sights because they are OEM spec. Factory spec. Now, what I mean by that is the height and width of the front sight compared to the depth and width of the rear sight notch. So that's a major plus. The other benefit is the tritium tube tubes that they use. The end of the tubes are round, and what that does, and of course they patented that. And what that does is it collimates the light or the gas, the tritium gas in the tube. So it, and what I mean by that, it organizes the light in the tube. So it appears much crisper and brighter. And of course they're very high vis. They're visually pleasing for me. And I run. The second point of interest is I run my mag release on the right side of the frame for trigger finger operation to release the mag. So, and the reason I point that out is if you choose to do that, you need to make sure that when your pistol is fully seated in the holster, there is plenty of room between the holster and the mag button. You may have to skive that out a little bit so you're not disconnecting your mag every time you holster.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And otherwise, that's it. That's the only two variations. Now, in respect to my rig, the only other thing that I'd like to point out is, I do use G17 mags, but I run the +2 extensions on all my mags.
Did not know that.
Of course, I use the 11-round springs as well, all OEM stuff. I use no aftermarket stuff whatsoever.
So you take so you're running a 19-round magazine with 11-round spring?
No, it's the leaf. It's the mag springs.
Right.
Used to be like a 10-leaf spring.
Right.
But they can't, and this has been some time ago.
Gotcha.
With the 11-leaf springs.
Right.
The problem is there's the 10-leaf springs are so prolific. You've got to check. You know, you come into possession of some G17 mags, you want to check what springs are in it because ultimately those 10-round or dadgummit, now you got me doing it. Those 10-leaf mag springs will fail. I had it happen to me. I experienced that myself.
And that's just because they're too short.
Years to do it.
Yeah.
But they're short enough to get weak over time.
Right.
So I did the right thing at the right time and got a combat load of 11-leaf springs, and I painstakingly located it every G17 mag I own and had a little mag spring party and accounted for, every mag
right.
has a 11-leaf spring now. So I can rest easy on that part. What are you using for a belt? I don't think you've mentioned a belt yet.
Mean Gene's making me one.
Gene Hagel.
Yeah. Mean Gene is making me one. Although, that will be the one I integrate with it because now you don't use anything like an inner belt system or anything. This is really what you just run. This is what you run around with. This is your part of your clothing, right?
Right. I just, this is simple belt gear. So one thing that you have to take into consideration when you're using this type of gear in respect to your clothing, as more specifically your pants, is the location of the belt loops. If the belt loops don't work for me, the pants don't work for me.
Right.
I don't have pants that the belt loops don't work. And what I mean by that is their spacing and their location on the pant itself does not jive with where I need them to be located in respect to laying my gear out around my waist. Otherwise, man, you're on your way.
Right.
So.
That thing, I'm actually thinking about getting a second setup and putting it on an inner-outer belt system.
Right.
But the first one is going to be on this other, just on the regular.
Right.
This is just part of my clothing system. So that I'm looking forward to. And then I want the cool things. So. And I can tell you about this. I talked to my guy with the range. So yeah. He's agreed to take a couple, 3 days off. So we could have access to his range and everything. He might want to get a few pointers himself while he's there. But
no, that's cool. And this is the guy that's providing the place to shoot?
Yes.
Well, then, if he wants to plug in, he may. For in return for providing us the place to train. That's not a problem.
And we're going to film it and everything. Super Dave, we're going to work this out. Super Dave is going to come up. He's going to come north, which he's one of only a couple of people that can say that, coming north to South Carolina. We're going to sit down and we're going to train. But we're going to talk about some other things as we go along. You can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. That's his website, the work in progress, but it is still how to keep tabs on where he's teaching, what he's doing, all the other stuff. If you want to get involved with him, go check it out. Also, check him out on Facebook, Dave Harrington, commercial page, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, one question I've never asked you is, have any of your students ever had to use a gun in self-defense?
I don't know, man. Nobody's ever got back with me on that.
Now, as far as the way a gun is set up, does it concern you if somebody gets out there and does a trigger job or has new sights on it or does something to it? Do you think that makes them more suspect of being a mad dog killer if they use that in a self-defense gunfight.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Because I know some people do.
It's like big boy rules, man. It's, you know, if you feel unnecessary to modify a handgun in hopes that it will allow you to perform better with it, drive on. But, you know, there's, you know, as long as it's within the realm of common sense, but no matter what you do or how you do it, be prepared to clearly articulate your decision-making process in court.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that, you know, as far as that goes, I mean, I know what I would do and how I would try to get my lawyer to help me do this in court. I mean, the things that I do to a gun are to ensure as much accuracy as I can possibly eke out of it. I'm not actually doing that so I can get out there and say, well, you know, when I go out there and I kill people on a daily basis, I like to have a nice sight picture. Plus, I love the color.
Right, exactly.
So for you now, have you ever carried a custom gun as a carry gun?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
When I was driving 1911s, I used to carry, you know, I'm kind of unique in a sense. I've never had, I don't know, pet guns, if you want to call them that. I shoot, if I'm into, like, X-Blaster, then that's the gun I carry and shoot. I carry it. I shoot it competition-wise. I use it for work. It's my everything gun. As long as I choose to shoot those guns, they're my everything guns. And when I was driving custom 1911s, that's all I shot or carried or, you know. And, of course, I would like to think I would do well to be able to, you know, clearly articulate my decision-making process in court were I to have to put down any targets. But, you know, provided, you know, someone turns themselves into a target based on their behavior. It's all, you know, it's almost like a crapshoot, you know. You don't know. You could do the right thing at the right time every time and still go to jail. You just don't know in America anymore, you know.
Right, right. I guess it really depends on where you're at, right?
Yeah.
I guess it really depends on where you're
at. And what the local, you know, consensus is on whatever happened, whatever transpired, you know. But I just would hope that I would be, I would truly have a jury of my peers. If I had a jury of my peers, I believe I'd be okay.
Well, I think it would really come down to if you would even actually be arrested, because, like, in certain, one thing I've noticed along the way, like all of these places that are not shall issue as far as concealed carry permits, they also have George Soros funded DAs in their big cities. So they won't prosecute a criminal, but they'll prosecute like the McCluskeys in St. Louis. They'll prosecute them all day long for, you know, they went out their yard with in one case, half the guns they took were fake. One was unloaded. One was fake.
Right.
And they went after them like they were, you know, like Manson. So I guess it really just depends on, you know, what your locale and everything else. I just don't think it would be I don't think in my case or your case it would be a slam dunk that we're going to get arrested.
Right.
You know, like down in Florida with Zimmerman, they weren't going to arrest him initially. For some reason they did, but they weren't going to arrest him.
Well, that was all a mess. That was a big mess.
That was a big political mess, yeah. It was.
Yeah.
It was absolutely a mess. But, that part of it, I don't worry too much about it. Now in South Carolina, now if I want to carry in the open, I can. So, you know, that's one reason I went ahead and pulled the trigger on this. I wonder how that will look if I carry that rig out in the open. Why you got seven magazines? I don't know. Why don't you have seven magazines?
Right.
You know, one thing, and I think I mentioned this before, is one of the reasons you carry as many magazines as you do in case of mechanical failure of some of the other magazines?
Yeah, I mean, it's a contingency thing, and that is, you're exactly correct. That is one of the contingencies. I mean, you know, if it's man-made, it can fail.
Oh, yeah.
And you're absolutely correct. The reason, in respect to my rig, the reason the mags add up is strictly due to contingencies. You know, I get the part where it looks like, dude, you're carrying way too much ammo. And you also get the part where, you know, dude, you're not carrying enough. It's just, what do you know and understand? And, you know, what do you roll with? You know, I can clearly justify what I carry and why I carry it. And the fact of the matter is, check this out. Why does it matter? Why does it matter what I do? I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You go do what you're going to do. And, you know, provided you get in the mix, we'll see how it shakes out for either one of us.
Yeah.
But I don't, this prevailing attitude where, you know, people that don't know jack are going to drive the train because they don't agree with something out of their own ignorance? What is that? I ain't buying that.
Well, that's gun grabbers for you. That's
they get
out there and
hate them.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that fails, then they just identified themselves as what they are, which is probably a Democrat.
Or you can just call them Marxists. That's easy. That's okay. You can just call them Marxists.
I'll break down and call them a target.
Okay. Anyway, for those of you that want to follow Super Dave, you can follow him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington, which is everywhere Super Dave goes and he posts something, there is an instructional component or an entertaining component at the very least. He might play guitar. He might be sending you an excerpt from Trigger Time TV. He might be showing you just how fast he can draw down and get that gun on target. It doesn't matter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA says the national average for a price of regular gasoline is $3.45 a gallon. This as Democratic senators on Capitol Hill calling for suspending the federal gas tax for the remainder of the year to help consumers struggling with rising fuel prices. The federal gas tax has remained at just over 18 cents a gallon since 1993. The money goes into a trust fund that helps pay for highway construction projects and public transit. New COVID cases and hospitalizations remain on a downward trajectory, but the rate of deaths have not leveled off. That's how CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky opened a news briefing. Dr. Walensky adding that the latest weekly average of COVID deaths is up about 3% over the previous week. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is continuing to work on the supply chain issue that's causing havoc across the country.
The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
A key element of this plan is encouraging the trucking industry to recruit and retain well-trained drivers by creating a safe, welcoming, and stable career path with good-paying jobs and family-sustaining wages. We can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
CVS will shut down the pharmacies inside its nearly 10,000 retail locations every day to provide consistent lunch breaks for pharmacy staff. In a statement, the Rhode Island-based company saying, "We want to ensure our pharmacists and pharmacy techs are at their best. Pharmacy desks and drive-up services are now unavailable between 1:30 and 2 p.m. every day for a scheduled lunch break." USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I have my Super Dave rig on the way in here, and here's another thing about Super Dave setup that I really like. How many people do you run across in your teachings, Dave, that normally they run around out there? They may have a semi-automatic weapon. They don't carry any reloads at all.
Once in a blue moon. Generally, more of, you know, people that come to a training gig are, you know, I have an equipment list, so they're prepared for the training gig. However, in normal conversation, you find out that they generally, will primarily keep the firearm in their vehicle, or, you know, if they need it, they'll take it from the vehicle on their person to do whatever to return. So they don't have a reserve mag. Not good. But surprisingly, and, you know, with a primary carry in the vehicle, they still don't have reserve mags for the pistol in the vehicle. It's pretty crazy. Because, and I'll tell you why it happens. It happens because people are thinking in terms, and rightfully so. You can't blame them, because they're thinking in terms of self-defense. Well, normally in a self-defense set of circumstances, and I guess I hate statistics, but statistically speaking on this point, normally a self-defense type environment is 2 to 3 bad actors at a maximum, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, you might be able to get away with what you have in the pistol, of
sure.
course, depending on, you know, make, model, caliber, and capacity. But the thing about it is, not only in the environment that I kind of came up in and operated in, When it's time to do violence, you're going to find out one thing very quickly.
Right.
You're generally going to be by yourself. And what I mean by yourself is you're going to be the one responsible for your well-being. You know, immediately on Johnny on the spot responsible for your safety and physical well-being. And I don't know how you can do that without carrying at least one reserve mag. The purpose of one reserve magazine anyway is to replace the pistol or the mag in the pistol should it fail to work properly.
Right. Right.
You know, at a minimum, if you're going to cover down on that contingency, you should carry a minimum of two reserve mags, period, at all times.
Well,
I would buy that then.
Yeah, at two. I used to carry two. Now I carry three. And right. and this is why I carry three. This is why I carry three. And this is why I'm going to carry seven probably when, you know, when I'm carrying the Super Daybreak. Going out, and this is my opinion. You can stop me if you want to. If I go out and say I have a gun and, maybe it's a Glock 26. With plus two, you got 12 rounds. Glock 26 is still a fairly accurate little gun for what it is. Easy to hide if that's one thing you're looking for. More comfortable than, say, a bigger gun if that's what you're looking for, if that's part of your thing. And yet, if I only carry what's in the gun, I'm making a bet, aren't I? I'm betting that I'm not going to have something bigger than a mugging or something unfold in front of me.
Right. It's definitely a decision point in respect to what are the odds I would need more than what I'm bringing.
Well, and one thing I try to, I've gone back and forth about. I'm not a big micro gun proponent, mainly right. Because micro guns are small. They're not. I don't find them as shootable as a fuller frame gun. But
they're extremely difficult to shoot.
Yeah, well. Yeah. But the Glock 26 with a plus two, it feels like a Glock 19, so that's easy to shoot. It's more shootable for me. So when people are talking about this, they tell me I can carry this all day, every day, and it's almost like they're doing it so they can say they're carrying a gun. But then if you ask them, well, do you take a class with this gun? If you spent you run 1,500 rounds through it in an afternoon with this or in a weekend with this or something like that. And I never get anybody from that. But, I mean, given the fact that I think we've sort of been on borrowed time. We haven't had that nightmare scenario like in Mumbai where they had spaced out attacks happening with smaller two-man groups hitting here, hitting there. We haven't had a Westgate Mall in Kenya sort of scenario where they take over an entire shopping center.
Right.
I'm just not. I know the odds that that's going to happen in front of me and unfold where I can actually do something about that are very slim.
Right.
But I carry car insurance for all manner of accidents. And I have to be ready for all of them. And I'm ready for a lot of things that probably are never going to happen to me. But when it comes to ammo and the gun size and everything, this is where I see the most pushback coming from people when it comes to what they carry.
Right.
So I'm not really comfortable just doing the lowest common denominator.
Oh no, not at all.
Well, you said you use plus twos. Which plus twos do you use? The Glock ones?
Yeah, OEM stuff. Anything I use gun wise is Glock OEM.
Right. I noticed when I got the Glock 26 the other day that they now sell the Glock 26 with a plus two already factory installed.
Cool.
Yeah. So they've been listening. I knew I knew there had to be a pair of ears in Glock somewhere.
Yep.
Not exactly the most responsive guys, but it seems like they're finally pulling it together. For anybody out there that's listening to this and is probably sort of taking offense at this, this is one thing I don't quite understand. What would you say to them if they're like, well, I carry this and this is just the way I carry, okay?
Well, I don't understand. Taking offense to what?
Oh, man, when I did a video about that P365, it was like I was offending them. Because all I said was it would not be a gun I would carry as a self-defense gun.
Right.
And, I my average approval rating is about 97% on any video I make. On that video, it's 65%.
Okay.
I mean,
here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Have a gun.
Right.
My position is have a gun.
Right.
I mean, it could be a Jennings 25. Hope it goes bang. I don't know, but if your circumstances, if you think in your mind's eye that it's necessary for you to have a firearm for your safety and well-being, then get one. You know, nobody operates on the same budget, but buy something dependable, you know, reliable, reputable. If you can't do that, do the best you can.
Right.
But, you know, if you're one of these, you know, you were talking about people taking offense. If they take offense to what you're saying, it just makes, in my mind, it makes them a gun snob.
Gotcha. Hang on for me. Yeah. Coming up on the last break, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Check out his YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington, as well. You might get a little instructional video there. You never know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I think the big problem with that video and with some of my positions is I think they think that I'm the gun snob. Dave, what do you think?
Well, I don't know, man. I tend to agree with you, man. The 365... It's a self-defense pistol, man. It's not a fighting pistol.
Right.
Now, that's kind of a... You can fight with anything you have. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
But by choice, it's not... you know, identified as a... You know, a high-capacity type gun. You know, high-volume... hard work pistol.
Right.
You know, it's a dead gum pocket gun, man.
Well, I mean, most of the people that came to me and said, you should try this, they were telling me you should try the P365 XL, which is like a longer, skinnier Glock 19. Which,
right.
To me, right, if I'm looking at a SIG, and I'm looking for a gun that size, I just go with the P320 that's, you know, it's a little bigger and bulkier, but it's a gun.
It's a modern combat handgun.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the thing. I mean, you know, the point I try to make is that you don't know what to expect when you go out. You don't know if you're going to, you know, I might be going out one day for coffee and all of a sudden it's the zombie apocalypse.
Right. I mean, nowadays, you know, a flash mob is not, you know, beyond the realm.
I saw one at the Golden, I saw a video of a flash mob at the Golden Corral Buffet the other day.
Wow. In the city you live in?
No, it was on the news. I don't remember which city it was in, but okay. I mean.
Well, that's a good example. I mean, Golden Corral, come on, who would imagine that?
Well, I mean, with like something with like the Golden Corral, I'd just be looking for the door. I wouldn't be one to get engaged with anything in there, but I would be looking for the door. But now, if there's something in the way of, between me and the door,
right? You know. But see, here's the difference. I don't know how to this is going to sound, but if I feel it necessary to protect myself, I'm going to. And if it's against a self-defense type 1-3 bad actor gig, cool. I'll do that. If it's a flash mob, cool. I can do that too. You know what I mean?
Right.
because I'm prepared for it. You can only perform well or perform as well as you are prepared to.
Right.
In any environment, in any endeavor. So if I choose to protect my life, why do I want to go about it halfway?
Well, that's the thing. And let's use this, the flash mob part of it. Now, if you actually get into a fight, whether they're armed or not, but you're facing numbers, because numbers is a big problem. That's disparity of force. Seven magazines may not be enough.
Well, I mean, there's always battlefield appropriation. And there's also, how am I going to use the ammunition that I have?
Did I say seven rounds? I meant seven magazines. Seven magazines may not be enough. If you're in a big enough, like the L.A. gunfight that they had with the L.A. in North Hollywood.
Right.
Those guys didn't have enough ammo. They didn't even have the right guns that day.
Right. Well, my deal is I have seven mags to fight my way to safety.
Sure. Although I will say, every time I think about something like that, I think about those seven mags, and then I'm thinking, well, I would be using those seven rounds to fight my way to the longer gun out there in the car, and let's see if that would, you know, since this, you know, this isn't working out the way I thought it might with this handgun, let's see what happens when I shift.
Right. Well, if I happen to be in my vehicle, I will use my vehicle as a weapon until it's no longer operable.
Right.
And then go from there. But, you know, there's, it's just amazing. The one thing I've kind of ADHD'd on in this conversation is the number of people out there that really don't know or understand the environment. And yet out of ignorance, they're going to tell you what's what. I don't get that part.
Right. Well, you know, I don't worry about it.
You can be as switched on as the next guy.
Right.
And what you know and understand and whatever your position is, I'm okay with that. You have every right to have your own position. But what you don't have a right to is to tell me what's what in respect to what I'm doing.
Right. Well,
you know, it's just, you know, everybody should work together, man, instead of...
Yeah, I never get that part of it. I never get that part where it becomes a personal thing.
Seems like, you know, everybody wants to be king of the pile or something, you know?
I don't know. I think it's almost like they want to just be correct. And, yeah. You know, if I... Yeah, but I mean, 9 times out of 10, like one of my things with the P365 is grabbing the slide. If I have some sort of a stoppage, my hand, no matter what I do, unless I grab it from the back, which is not the way I've trained to do it, but I guess I could if I had to. But my hand is going to block that round as it tries to eject itself if I have like a stovepipe or, you know, something.
You're absolutely correct. But see, that's one of the big misunderstandings about carry pistols is the smaller the pistol, the more difficult it's going to be to handle well.
Right.
The more difficult it's going to be to shoot well. Because there's minimal real estate.
Plus, they got
to work with a full-size pistol.
And those springs in that little slide, are stiff.
Yeah, they're super oversprung because they're small. There's, you know, things that, you know, that happen and things that you learn through experience and share that just don't become prolific enough, or common knowledge. And, you know, a lot of common knowledge is died off. You know, it's, you know, we used to be a country. We were a gun culture.
Right.
But, you know, generation after generation has died off, and you just don't have the knowledge base of the population like you used to. So, it's kind of in a relearn mode.
I do, yeah. I get it. I do get it. I just, that some of this stuff, you know, and it's like you said, I don't understand why it becomes a contest. Because my opinion, like, I'm not out there recommending anybody buy anything when I'm reviewing something. I'm just saying this doesn't work for me and this is what I'm going to do. And you know, 9 times out of 10, people either agree or they were interested enough to watch, and that's fine.
Right. Well, but sometimes you got to remember haters are going to hate. And there are people that just want to stir the pot, you know. So you got to ID them pretty quick and then hit the delete button.
Right. Right. Anyway, now as we go on, probably next week, we're going to probably try. I'm going to probably try to get down brass tacks with my wife's having surgery next week, but she will be in recovery for, you know, a couple of weeks after that, which should not preclude us from starting to plan things. I don't know what your time frame is like. We'll have to have a chat about that.
Schedule, and we'll see if we can't cook something up.
Yes. Going to film it, too. Going to film it. Going to stick it out there on YouTube for everybody. I'm going to let Dave have it if he wants to stick it out there on his YouTube. And, yeah, we'll go from there because Dave is, after all, the TV star. He is the presenter at Trigger Time
TV. Actually,
dude,
I just posted the most recent stuff from Trigger Time TV that we filmed in December.
Just proves my point. Thank you for taking the time to spend a little time with me tonight.
Bro.
Roger that.
All right, take care, man. Out.
Out. Coming up next, it's going to be The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.